I didn't want the committee to think that we had a site somewhere.
So all of this was purchased in 2001?
No, no. So this was our existing building's right here.
Right.
2020, 2021.
Okay.
So can I ask on your the grant that you have from the CDBG, how long you have on your grant in order to use that grant?
So currently, I believe we have till 2027.
Okay.
But so we're past all the environmental stuff.
Okay.
We went out for bid in April. The bid, now granted, this started in 2020, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the bid that came back was $1 million over our 2020 budget, kind of expected it to be over. So CDBG has asked us to do some additional things now, like look at alternatives for engineering, go back out for bid, requiring the city of Branson to do some things. So we're hoping, you know, in the next 60 to 90 days, we'll be back out for bid.
Okay, so I guess my next question is, if you got this in 21, then I'm assuming in 22, were they exempt? Or
nope.
Was there
they were not.
A tax commission?
No, because Ms. Chapman told me that they wouldn't be exempt without a building on them.
Or improvements.
Right.
That are
well, I heard
usable.
Building. So I just took her word at it, that. And then this year, I talked to another ministry that was also being assessed and found out that that's not true, that that's not what the state statute says.
Right.
And I didn't realize that at the time, which is why we're going back now.
Yeah, and I...
It has to be the
same. I don't know if we can go back
for use.
I don't know if we can or not.
He can appeal it with the state.
To the state.
Well, but I think he had to appeal it to the state back then, didn't he? That's my concern.
No, I think an exempt entity, I think they can go back any time to the state. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. But I think they've got
I just
option.
Don't know the answer to that question.
Or they can go to
I would think they would have so many years.
All I know is on the forms that we filled out, it said 3 years.
Okay.
When you say the forms you filled out, forms from here?
For here, yeah.
I'm looking it up.
Okay. So I'd like to see that form.
And I'd just like to say, the assessor likes what they're doing, and I've known Brian for years. Our daughter's in school, First Baptist daycare. So
yeah.
I have to follow what the rules are they give me.
Would that be on the denial letter? What would that be on?
I think that it is the front page. That it was. Yes, it does say.
I just haven't had this. I don't think we've had this issue come up before.
Mm-hmm. It's his present evidence 3 years or less.
It's not on this letter, though.
No, it's the front page.
It's in here.
Oh, the front
page.
Okay.
Yes. It's the one that looks like this. It has all the instructions.
Right.
So with the application.
Well. It's sales contract 3 years or less.
Well, it's talking about evidence. I'm not sure if that applies.
No, that's not it.
It
says on one of these where you list
the only thing we'll have in here are the
if you have something, I'd like to see it.
And the assessment appeal. But you can pull up your email to me, which has.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because this one just says.
I don't remember seeing anything procedurally in the statute, but
It's in the online form packet from the website. I mean, that's where I got that from.
It says recent copy of sales contract 3 years or older, recent copy of approval 3 years or less.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't see it on there.
Yeah,
Is that it?
I haven't seen that, so that's why we're questioning it. I don't think any of us have seen that. Not to say it's not there.
So the assessor can go back and tax people.
Unless I read it.
But I don't think that you guys can go very far back because the money's already been given to the schools. They would have had to have gone through the BOE that year. Make their appeal.
I do think Mr. Baker's right. You can make that a source of appeal. I don't know, to be honest with you, David, I don't know about this body's ability to make that determination or not.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're happy to try to help you. I just don't know that we can. Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, as I said, I can't really vote on that.
Understood.
Because that money would come back from the county, I guess. I don't know.
No, you got to take it back from the schools and the fire departments and all that. There's no county money in the taxes that are taken for real estate.
Okay.
Well, at a minimum, I think if we had, you know, a correction on the exempt status today, then we could always make a decision about, you know, what procedural remedies are allowed to the organization relating to any.
Well, I'm wondering if the motion could, I mean, assuming if there's a motion to exempt it, if we could mention that we don't know that we have the power, that you could potentially take that to the tax commission. I don't know if that would be, and then get it. State our intention that it would be our intention to do that, but I don't know. Or you just do it. I don't know. So.
Like I said, I only know that I have certain things I have to do, and once it moves on to BOE, that's kind of up to you guys. So.
I'm just. I mean, I just don't know if we can do anything on. Except what we have in front of us. Otherwise, I mean, we could potentially go back 20 years, I guess. Right. I mean, but yeah. There's got to be something on that three he's talking about.
Yeah, I saw the 3 years right. Somewhere. I just need to find it again. I don't know if it was on the state site or, I mean, I was even having a conversation today with another ministry partner, and they mentioned the 3 years, too.
I'm looking through the statutes. I'm not seeing anything yet.
Yeah, see, I didn't see anything.
I didn't either.
I'm going to guess there's some sort of procedural, but, I mean, it says that for each year you go and the appeals are from that year. But you had something the other day that you thought we could go back for the last year because this is a non-assessment year. You showed me.
Yeah, I did. It was the one who bought the old elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And we went back.
And I think we did rule that one.
We went back to 20.
23.
23. We did 23.
Which they did say that the playground was put in place in the fall of 23.
But he didn't have, the man we did that for, he never got the impact notice.
That's right.
He, mm-hmm. he his property transferred.
So he never paid. And yeah.
The same day that our data already went to the impact notice printer. And so somehow he did not get notice.
Well, as this is a non-assessment year, I suppose if you could, somebody could make a motion to go back at least till 23.
I believe they've shown enough evidence and they've had the delays based on governmental issues that we could allow the exemption from 2023 and 2024 for all parcels.
Okay, do you want to make a motion?
I just did.
Okay, that's the motion.
Is that for all four parcels?
Well, the ones are already exempt, so that would be four.
And
the other three.
Would it, for the record, would it be part of your motion to go back to 21 if we had the power to do so? I suppose. I mean, to give them something to go to the state tax commission on, I guess.
I believe so, based on the evidence they've provided.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain? Motion passes. Okay. With what's in the record, I don't know if you can go back to court, to the state tax commission on 21, 22 or not, but we've given you 23 and 24 on those pieces of property.
And we appreciate that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
See you guys.
See ya.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have.
Appreciate your volunteerism on this stuff.
We're all masochists.
Yes.
Okay.
So if I've got it right, all the properties they brought forth today should have an exempt on it, so we never see them again.
Exempt, yes. What was the other part of that question?
Well, I have a box at the top that I have to click so that we never send a bill and we never.
It's exempt, yes. All
correct.
Properties today are exempt.
Correct. That were on the docket, yes.
All right. Which brings us to our last one.
Yeah.
Okay. And Kevin's, I've got, this is the Kevin, the attorney's number here. Okay. Any other discussion before we call? Kevin, are you traveling right now?
I am, but I'm in the passenger seat, so I'm good.
Okay, good. All right, Kevin, you guys are the last one on our docket, except for some other cleanup stuff I think we have to do. And we've all been rattling this around in our heads for the weekend. I think just to kind of summarize kind of the thoughts that we're having, Kevin, we are concerned about the condition of the property as of January 1, and I think that's our mandate because that's when the assessor has to evaluate it and what was done with the property as of January 1. I want to make something clear, regardless of what we vote to do today, our mandate under the statute is that the assessor's decision has no weight with us. So whatever you think, because this has been kind of contentious with some accusations going back and forth. I mean, whatever you think the motives are, it doesn't. I just want to make sure you understand it doesn't have anything to do with what the board decides to do in this case.
Yeah, that's very clear.
Okay, and secondly, I do. You know, we do believe, and I mean, if we didn't believe that your client had a charitable purpose in his endeavors, this would be a no-brainer for us. Although it does cause us a little bit of consternation that he decided to have I don't know if you know this, but he decided to put a meet the candidates political forum at the property, and that you obviously are a lawyer, and I won't tell you the law on that, but it. I that's a little bit of concern. But that's not going to be.
He's actually doing that at the north property, which is it's actually the north property. The nonprofit uses that on a leased basis. So if it doesn't own the property, it leases the property from the for-profit.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
Yeah, we've done. I was very concerned when I saw all the signs out there.
Yeah.
And I advised them to take them all down.
Okay. All right.